Okay, so this week's parasha opens up with the laws of Bikurim. Just read the article in English to know what the laws of Bikurim are about in simplicity. The Torah gives the details of the commandment that are first mentioned in Shemois. We spoke about during the week, and multiple times said that there are 613 mitzvahs. What are the mitzvahs becomes a question. Bikurim has two mitzvahs according to the Rambam and the Chinuch. There's a mitzvah to separate and bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. And there's a separate mitzvah that's called to say over the recitation of what you're supposed to say, Rami Yavirav, which we say on Pesach by Nacht. That is a separate mitzvah. And sometimes you have one mitzvah bringing, like Kush said earlier, and sometimes you have mitzvah bringing and to say this. Okay, so now we have two mitzvahs negated to the mitzvah Bikurim. But what is Bikurim, what is happening? It says like this. After the land was conquered, farmers would take the first ripened fruits to the temple and present them to the Kohen. In a ritual that also had a declaration of gratitude to Hashem. It's called Bikurim. Like Lahavdil, or people do in the pizza shops or other things, they have the first dollar bill hanging on the wall. We'll see what that means soon, how serious that is. And that's what it says. You bring the Bikurim, which is the ingin of Akar Satoiv. Then it says, when it starts listing the halachas, it says like this, V'lakach demereshes kol pri adama, you shall take of the first of every fruit of the ground, kol pri adama, asher tavi me'aretzcha, that you will bring in from your land, that Hashem gave you, and you place it into a basket, and you go to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it says. Right away, when it says kol pri adama, you can start thinking, that means the potatoes. I didn't have potatoes back then. What does it mean? So right away it says the first fruit of some, not all, meireshes. Meireshes means from some of them, but not every species. The Chazal have a gzeres shava, that the mitzvah only applies to the Zion, the Shiva Midim. And it has a gzera, because here it says, interesting, kol pri adama shetavi mei artzecha, all the fruits of the ground that you bring from your land. Why from your land? So the land is a gzera shava to an earlier pasuk in Devarim of Ches. And Ches, it says, what's a little bit famous to us, Ches, the pasuk lists a bunch of the stuff. And it's like this, Eretz, a land of what? Chita is wheat, Sa'ira, barley, Gefen is grape, Te'en is fig, Rimon is pomegranate, then it says Eretz again, then it says Zayas Shem, which is olive oil, Udvash, which is date honey. So since it says over here Oretz, and since of the Oretz, we now know that the seven applies to the seven, so you do not bring everything. If you have potatoes, you don't bring it. The Rambam says openly, if you take first fruits of potatoes and cucumbers, it doesn't work. It's not even considered holy. It doesn't have any kedusha to it. It doesn't apply. Okay, so far, pashat, just the bir halacha. Here goes the kasha that the first time I saw brought was later people quote from an earlier place. A very serious question. The question is what we said over here so far. We said, v'lakachta me'reishis, where you take from the first, kol pri adama, all the pri adama. Now let's go through Hilchas Brachas 101. Chita, what bracha do you make on chita, regular chita? Maybe mezonos, maybe adama, depends on when you make it, right? Seira. Then you have gefen, te'ena, rimoin, shemen zayis, and dvash. Most of them are called pre-eights. So the kasha they ask is this, if you're going to write the pasuk, and five out of seven are by your pre-eights, not by your pre-adama, why does the Torah say, v'lakach demereshes kol pre-adama, which you might start thinking potatoes. No. Meresh is called priates. Roiv of the seven species of Eretz Yisrael is a bar priates. So why are we saying, why does the Lashon of the Pasuk say bar priadama? That's the Kasha asked, but the first one by Miram ben Chaviv. He's the first one, he'll give a couple answers. The Chidoa quotes this, and we'll go through different terutzim.
Who said the same
priadama? No, question, no. I'm not saying what bracha you're going to make yet. I am saying that also, but I'm saying...
Seven come from the ground.
Oh. Right? Yeah, but it doesn't say from the ground. It doesn't say lakach meracious meracious kol adoma.
Yeah, but the Hilchos Brachos, if you make by mistake an adoma,
excellent. Yes, so correctly so. If someone makes a bar pri adoma on an eight stick of fruit on an apple, if you make a bar pri adoma, yoitza. Reverse, if you make a bar pri eight on a potato, you're not yoitza. Why? Because the ground is the earlier step. So everything for bar pri eight is limited, but bar pri adama covers more. So everything's from the adama at some point, right? There's even a question if you get bar pri adama on other things as well.
By the way, Bikurim was written in the Torah three times. It's not the first time in the Bar
Bikurim. No, it's Zichah written originally in Shemais. What?
Not every time it's written Bikurim is
Kriya. Right, correct.
It's all you hear. It's
right, but the question is not why does it say the whole phrase at all. The question is why does it say the word Adam? I'm going to say a bigger kash. It's my own kash. I didn't see anyone ask this. How do we know it's a Zayim Minim? You're saying if you would say eight, it would be excluding it. Yeah, no one gives that answer. I don't know. Not that I found. I have a different kasha. That if you're learning from the words kol pri adama shetovi me'artzecha, and the word of artzecha is how you know eretz gzeira shava. So I would have a different phrase. Skip by pri adama. You're going to have a whole kasha. What to do? Do pri aretz. Which, by the way, just in case you think pre-aret, yeah, that's a phrase used by the Meraglim. It's a phrase, if you look through the Torah, there is a phrase pre-aret. So why use the phrase pre-adama, which then maybe we have a kasha Israel that says not a kasha, it's fine. Why a hadama, why a eight? Skip the whole thing, do aret and have the gzera shava. And the Torah didn't do that. The Gemara said adama, that's an extra word.
Sure.
What?
Aret, but Meraglim is referring to eretz Yisrael.
And Bikurim is only from eretz Yisrael. But it's only eretz Yisrael. No, it's going to say the same thing. Just like the Meraglim is Erzal, his Erzal. I'll tell you even a bigger Chiddush. That I wasn't going to say, but I'll say a bigger Chiddush. The Mishnah says, it gives you a Lashon. The Mishnah brings down a phrase of how they used to do the Bikurim. The Mishnah says that what you do is you go into the field when it's not completely ripe yet. I think I even have it in the Rambam. Wait a second, if I have it here. Unbelievable. It's from the Mishnah says, Ketzad. My frisha mikurim, what do you do? At what point do you separate the first fruits? In the store, you take the first dollar the guy gives you. What happens if a guy gives you a $10 bill for your first slice of pizza? You gonna put the $10 bill up there? Or it's only dollar bills? You have to know Hilchas dollar bills. You ever see it? Are there $10 bills up there? I don't even know. You go into a jewelry store, they have the first $100 bill? No. It's half of a dollar, right? So now, what does it say? How does it work?
First credit card.
Yeah, now they have the machine. Ketzad my frisha mikurim. How do you separate mikurim? Yerid al mtasadeo. A person goes down to his field. This is from a Mishnah. Viroya, look at the first one that says it. Roya te'ena, sees a te'ena, shebikra, it's beginning to ripen, or it says an eshkol, shebikra, or a remine, she also, shebachar, koishim begemi, you tie a little string to know that's the first fruit. Now, that's three examples, but we said there's seven different things. The shivaminim, here it only quoted three. I quoted, bring a te'ena, an eshkol, and a remine. So I saw Ramanachim Zemba, you have to be Hashem Yekam Dama, if he died in the war. Menachem Zemba said, Vosepis, that it quoted these three instead of all seven, or quote none of them. Just say, go into the field, and when it first starts ripening, tie a red string. Why give us three examples out of seven? So what do we have significantly? Wherever do you see a te'ena? You have to start thinking. Where do you see a te'ena, an eshkol, and a reman ever placed together? So he says, unbelievably, he says it when, Israel got me into this just now, he says about a story of the spies. What did the spies bring back from Eretz Yisrael? They brought back a remain on Eshkol and Teina. That's what they brought back. So he says, Apikabalu, which Arizal says it, Chiddush Nari, by the way, but I'm saying because of what Arizal said, the Chiddush Nari is that when the spies took these three fruits and they came back and to Eretz Yisrael, came back to the desert, what they say about these three fruits? Mishagoyim lived there, right? Nishtun Malazach. You have the big bananas, right? You got the eshkol that 18 people have to carry. It's Nishtun Malazach. So they took these fruits and they were disparaging verb. They were negative on the land of Eretz Yisrael. They came back with these fruits, negative to Eretz Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, you know what we're going to do? We're going to turn it around and you're going to have HaKar Satoiv to Eretz Yisrael on the Zel Bazachim. And therefore you're going to have to take these exact fruits and show Bikurim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why am I bringing this down now? We can get to the whole sugya with that. Because I'm trying to say what Israel said, that when it says you bring Bikurim, it's only from fruits from the land of Eretz Yisrael. If you grow to Einim in Florida, there's no chi of Bikurim at all. Bikurim is only from the land of Eretz Yisrael, according to the results, because it's a reverse the negative process of the land of Eretz Yisrael. So this week's parsha is etzim a pro Eretz Yisrael dika land thing. But what's the halacha? The halacha you take from Eretz Yisrael, you take the fruits of these seven species, and you bring it to Eretz Yisrael. So the question just is a double question. Why does it say Priya Adama means either Priya Eitz? And if you don't like Priya Eitz, say Priya Aretz. Because that was the phrase that they used by Moshe. And Moshe said, go bring back Priya Aretz. They said Priya Aretz. Why don't you use it? So what's the Lashon of the Adama going on here? Why is he use this Lashon? So the Chidah gives one answer. We have a few answers to give. The Chidah says, a Chiddush Nareh, if you're a Balkar, you might not like it. But the Chidah says like this. Without the trop, this is how you read the Pasuk. There's no trop in the Torah, right? So you read the trop, v'lakach t'mereish is called priyadama shatavi maritzcha. In English, that you shall take of the first of every fruit of the ground that you bring in from the land that Hashem gives you. So he says that it's, we're supposed to put a semicolon here. When we read it in the trop, it's called Pri Adama. That's not Bar Priya, it's Bar Priya Adama. That's how he reads it. He says, no. Well, you're supposed to read this. V'lakach tamareish is kol pri. Bring the beginning of the ripened of Yenna species, seven species. By the way, when you're doing it also, recognize in Akaras HaToiv, Hadama Shanasan Lacha Akaras Baruch Hu. It's two separate things. The word Hadama is not going on the fruits before it. It's not pre-Hadama, which we can clear Priya Aretz, Priya Eitz. No. Bring the pre. The word Adama is going on. By the way, have a card to type to the Ash. Otherwise, what does it say? Ashatavim Arzchasha Asher Hashem Lekecha Noitz Lecha. That from the land that Hashem gave you. Who cares? Why are you saying the land that Hashem gave you? See, that's part of the Akar Satoiv. One of the Akar Satoiv is to bring the first fruits. That's Akar Satoiv number one. Your field is working correctly. Number two is, remember the land that Akash Baruch Hu gave you. So that's what the Chidah says. The word Hadama is not going on the word pre. So the cast is off. If it would be going on the word pre, we can clear Priya AIDS, Bar Priya AIDS, Bar Priya Aris. We'll figure it out. It's not going on that. It's going on the Adama, what the Tobin afterward. And therefore, the Adama is not negated on that at all. But there's a fascinating teretz that he says as well. This is what the Mari Ben Chaviv says this 500 years ago. What did I say a minute ago? How does the cheshbon work? The cheshbon works that a guy goes into his field as it's ripening. And right then, he does is, he puts, as I said, he puts a string around it, and he says, this is going to be the first one. He designates which ones are going to be used. But when does he bring it? Doesn't bring it then. It says then, even though it's not fully ripened, it's good enough. But he doesn't bring it until much later. You don't bring the first fruits, but it's a regular. Let's go in a regular thing in America. Let's say in May, it starts ripening on the fields. So you go into the field in May, you put the string around the first ones that came out. You say, okay, that's the one. I now have a string, I know which one it is. But you don't go to the base of Mikdash in May, you wait for Sukkot time, let's say, when all the fruits are geschmack, and then you bring that fruit that has a string around it, and you bring that fruit. But you're not bringing the fruit from otherwise that would be, the little cherries. You don't bring the little cherries. You're bringing the fat fruits. So he says, a Chiddush Neira. Unbelievable. In halacha, when an orange is on the tree, and a rimein and all these things are on the tree, and then you eat it, you know when you make a bracha, you make? Bar Priya Eitz and Achanami. But let's say you would pick it off the tree before it finishes ripening. Whatever reason why you did it. You know what bracha you make then? Hadama. Hadama. So it's a chiddush neira. So it's saying that since when you put the string on and you're starting the process, at that point these fruits attached to the tree, if you would eat it, would be a bar priya adama. Of course, in 3 months from now when it gets big, you don't do a bar priya adama. But right now we're calling it the kol priya adama because we're telling you that right now it's a bar priya adama. Of course, in the end it's going to be a bar priya eitz. But right now, all of the species, before we were saying some species are adama, some species are eitz. And yes, you could be yotzer bracha by priyadama. You're on the right track. He's saying more so. These species themselves are a bar priyadama at this moment in time. So yes, you don't bring it for 6 months. And when you bring it, if you make the bracha, you make a bar priyadama. But right now, when you're starting the process, you make a bar priyadama. Therefore, the Torah is going to use the lashon priyadama. So the first answer we gave is the word adama is no shaykh to pre. Put a semicolon. It's the word pre for the fruit. Adama is a naya gift. The second answer is going to be that it is priyadama because right now, the bracha bar priyadama applies. Do one more answer. Don't do Marv. Because this answer is going to be into the book we write on the Hilchas, the Dali you hang in your store. So we already had one kasha right now. If a guy gives you $10, you hang a $10 bill in the store. I don't know where Hilchas put a dollar in. Then we have a second kasha. If you're a store that doesn't take cash, in the mountains, we had a store. They didn't take any cash. My wife went in and they told her, we don't take cash. We won't take credit cards. Because I don't have any cash on me. You can't take anything. It was $3.25. She said, I don't have $3.25. Nope, you come back tomorrow. No cash. They don't take cash. So let's say you have a store like that. What are you going to hang up a credit card machine? I don't know. Here goes another kasha. Chiddush Neira by the Tzitzel Yezer. The Tzitzel Yezer says like this. And Reb Chaim Kerefsky argues there might be a Mishnah that was proven correct. You have to ask Hilchus. No, because I don't know why people hang it up. I think they do it as a zeichet to the Akar Satoiv, no? I don't know why people hang up the dollar. To remember what they were like at one point, no? To remember how it started. We started with a dollar, I guess. I don't know. Oh. So it says like this. This is the Tzitzel Yezer's bomb kasha. That I think until the Tzitzel Yezer wrote this, I don't know if anyone even thought of it. And then it became, once he said it as a teretz, it then became a bomb question, is he right or wrong? And he says like this. You have to bring the first fruit. And the first fruits of these specific seven species is what you bring. Fine. How often do you bring first fruits? So the Tzitzel Yezer wants to say that from every field, one time in your whole life. If you have 50 fields, you'll do 50 times. But every field gets it once. Not every year, you have to put another dollar up. Maisa, what's the guy? The dollar they hang up. They do it one time, a whole lifetime, no? They don't put a dollar up every Rosh Hashanah. Every Rosh Hashanah, you put another dollar. It's a nine year. Elamai, no. There's $1 you put up and it stays for 35 years. So the Tzitzliyaza has a Chiddush Neira, and he says that when it comes to Hilchas Bikurim, you have to say thank you to Hashem. How often do you say thank you? Davin Shemesh, they say thank you 100 times. But when it comes to going up to Yerushalayim, to Shlepsik to Yerushalayim with the fruits, how often do you have to do it? He says one time per field. He said, what's my Raya? Priya Dama. Because if it would say Priya 8 in Echanami, then every time the tree is refilling itself, you have to worry about it. But the Priya Dama is the heft of the land. This land, I did it already. And if you take from this tree, not from this tree, it's also good, right? You don't have to take from every single tree. It's not the way it works. You don't take from every single tree. You take from the crop. So he says it has to be that it's a one-time b'chayer per field. Tzitzliyaza says this. Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote a Gevaldik Sefer on Hilchas Bikurim. And in his Sefer, Derech Agav, he wrote that, no, you have to bring every single year. So someone came to Reb Chaim. Unbelievable story. Reb Chaim, call it Torah Kula, right? Someone came to Reb Chaim and asked him, Lamaisa, do you have a makar that you have to bring it every single year? Or, let me show you the Chiddush of the Tzitzliyaza. And I said, Reb Chaim looked at the Chiddush of the Tzitzliyaza, and he said, he's saying good, but you can't answer a question with this halacha. We have other terms why it says bar pri adama. We could say boiser pre-ripe, but we say adama means a nice and loch. He says, you're going to make an halacha out of a diak and a pasuk. He says he has to prove it. So that's Reb Chaim. No, what about you? Why don't you give us a raya the other way? Give us a raya one way. And Reb Chaim said, I have no raya. I can't think of it. Pelotim. Reb Chaim said, he says, I hold that it has to be every year, which I think if I would have asked you before the shir tonight, you would have said every year. He said, I think every year. But Reb Chaim said, I have no proof. The Chiddush was unbelievable. Someone else came up with a proof. It's mind-blowing. Mind-blowing that Reb Chaim called her to come from him. I'm going to read you a Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Gittin, Mem Zayin Amar Aleph. There might be a Pasuk in the Chemia, but not going to that. That's more difficult. I'm running out of time. My foot's starting to hurt. It says like this. One who... No, yeah, it's like a few years ago. But one who... No, it's a deer. It's unbelievable deer. The halacha is like this. Open Mishnah. One who sells his field in Eretz Yisrael to an idolater, but it means a guy. We're not pro selling fields to goyim, right? Like keach umevi memeni bikurim. The halacha, a simple way to read it, according to the first version of Rashi, the owner who sold the field must go buy the field's first fruits back and bring bikurim from it. Rashi says why? The seller is obligated, the chiddush nara, seller is obligated to go buy the first fruits from the field, regardless of their price. That means if the guy chaps, you got to buy this. Well, see, now it works, right? You're now on a ship in the middle of the ocean. The soda bottle's 18 bucks, right?
The
seller of the field has to go find the guy he sold. He knows where he lives. Go find the guy he sold it from. And Chazal tell him, you have to know, go out, buy Bikurim. You can't give away the field and be Mavata Bikurim. Buy it back for any price it is and bring it to Yerushalayim. Why? In order to Mipnei, the open Mishnah, Tikkun Olam. What it says on the bottom is, the seller's obligation to buy the first fruits and bring them to Yerushalayim, then he has to go to bring them to Yerushalayim. It's not the Raisa, he doesn't own the field anymore. It's a rabbinic decree, enacted for the sake of discouraging Jewish landowners in Eretz Yisrael from selling their fields to idolaters, and to motivate those to go get it back. Because we're telling the guy, you better, there's like a knesset, you better sell the guy. So in order to avoid you selling the guy, we tell you, they're not getting away with anybody. It's worse. If you own the field, it's your own thing. You got to now go buy it, any price the guy puts on you, and travel to Shalom and do it, and it's not even the right sticker thing. I read the... Yeah, here it says Bikurim. The Mishnah, I have to look up the other ones. I don't think so. Because I think it's not Mechuyiv. Hachi Garcinan. Look at this unbelievable diakon of Rashi. Now, Rashi and Hachi Garcinan, because the Machloikis, if it's the seller himself or anyone who buys fruit from this field. We're going with the first shot that the seller himself has an obligation to go buy the field back in order to knas the guy. Rashi says, well, how often does knas go? In a Rashi in Gittin. Bechol shana, every year, tzarech likach menoy v'chachavim, he has to buy from the goyim, bikure periseya, the first fruits, bedam mikarim, expensive money, mavim l'shurayim. So this person, unbelievable, said, why did Rashi say bechol shana? It must be that it's a chiv of kol shana. Now, since we're Tzitzliyaza people, see, it has to be. Now, Tzitzliyaza was not alive, I think, when this proof came out. I don't think Reb Chaim, I'm not sure Reb Chaim was it. I don't know when this guy was, so it's Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim only, the story of Reb Chaim, he said he didn't have a proof. But it could be what Press is saying very good. That be'etzem, if the guy... Right. That means on the chiv of the guy who owns the field, Press is saying good. I didn't see anyone give this answer. I thought of it, and you guys thought of it. If the guy has bikurim, how often is the chiv of bikurim? You put $1 in your store, the Gantz Leben, your store's open 8 years, 12 years, 14 years, the same dollar sits there. But when we give a knas on a guy, you sold it to a guy, then we say, you know what, every, because otherwise it might not be such a knas. The knas is every year to go back and sell it every single year, and hopefully we will appreciate Eretz Yisrael, and we will be zeicher to go back to Bekar of Mamish.